Mary Peter Pio is the chair of Western Equatoria State's Women Empowerment Center. She says women in the state can do any kind of work, and many have turned to brick making to earn a living, a job traditionally held by men.
Women in Western Equatoria, they are trying their best. Not only that, only men can do whatever work which God created them to do. Women can also do better. Women are laying bricks, women are cultivating, even others are doing painting, others are drivers. We are not really depending on men.
31-year-old Viola Raphael is among the local women who make bricks for sale.
The first time I sold bricks, I used the money to buy a plot of land. This work has helped me a lot. I plan to sell this brick and use the money to register my children in school. My advice to other women is to stop sitting idle and waiting for help. No one taught me how to do this. Women should stand strong and take action.
Cecilia Francis is a mother of two and has been making bricks for over 3 years.
I started laying bricks because I did not want to depend on my husband for everything. I laid 30,000 bricks in my first attempt and I sold them. This time I have already laid 25,000 and I am still making more. My husband does not work, so I take full responsibility for supporting the family. I want to advise women to stop relying on men for everything. Try your best to contribute, and when both partners work together, it makes life easier for the family.
Elias Martin is a young brick maker who advises his peers to take up the trade and not just to try to get office jobs.
So my appeal to other youth is you should not just put much of your effort or on your focus that you need to be employed, to be working in the government, maybe in the NGOs. You also need to at least try this work of which others are doing by hands, you see, like laying the bricks, like working in the garden for people. These are the things which really generate income and time. So women should not over depend on their husbands, you know. Once a woman is being involved in doing such things, their family will have no problem.
The government of South Sudan set a 35% affirmative action quota for women in all transitional governmental institutions in the 2018 revitalized peace agreement. However, female leaders and activists in South Sudan say women and children are most vulnerable to prolonged conflict, insecurity, and climate change. In addition, there are high levels of gender-based violence reported across the country. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Western Equatoria State Capital, Yambio.